Learn more at
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. A former nurse is heading to prison after she admitted to stealing fentanyl from two Johnson County hospitals where she worked. 42-year-old Faith Nacarado of Kansas City, Missouri, pleading guilty to two counts of tampering with a consumer product and two counts of possession of fentanyl by deception. A federal judge sentenced Nacarado to 12 months in prison. And if you're looking for a job that can make a difference in your community, J.P. Bazette has the details.
Garden City and Finney County are in need of 911 dispatchers to help connect citizens with first responders during emergencies. This critical role is a lifeline for those in need and offers a salary pay range of $18.80 to $23.85 per hour, plus excellent benefits like paid leave for sick, vacation, holidays, bereavement, and personal days. Plus, you'll receive a hiring bonus upon successful completion of training. Join the team by applying at gcpolice.org.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No. It's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HEAT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code HEAT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HEAT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HEAT.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Legislation that would remove a fee associated with applying for a concealed carry license in Kansas could be approved soon. Members of the Kansas House of Representatives passed House Bill 2412 with a vote of 90 to 34 on Wednesday morning, and the bill now moves to the Senate for approval. If signed into law, this bill would amend the Personal and Family Protection Act to get rid of fees paid by those who have applied for a concealed carry license, or CCL, or who are seeking renewal of the license. No fees would be required from applicants except to cover the cost of taking fingerprints, according to a supplemental note on HB 2412. Current law requires a total of $132.50 for CCL issuance fees, and of that, $100 goes to the state attorney general, and the rest is payable to the sheriff of the county where the applicant lives. The $100 charge to the attorney general would be dropped if HB 2412 is signed into law by Governor Kelly. However, the $32.50 in county costs would stay in place. HB 2412 removes a $16 fee paid to the Kansas Department of Revenue for the issuance and renewal of the CCL card, and it also removes the fee associated with renewing a CCL and the late fee for the failure to renew it. The fiscal note attached to the bill states that the Kansas Department of Revenue issues an average of 21,139 CCLs per year, and removing the license fees under HB 2412 would incur a loss of $1.2 million in state revenues for fiscal year 2024. This bill was first introduced on Tuesday, February 14th in the House Committee on Federal and State Affairs on behalf of Representative Rebecca Schmo. The Kansas Department of Agriculture is seeking feedback from Kansans for the 2023 Blue Stem Pasture Survey to collect information on native tallgrass pasture use and practices. The survey is administered through the K-State Land Use Survey Center and will be open through tomorrow, Friday, March 31st. The Blue Stem Pasture Survey provides reliable, accurate information to Kansas ranchers and the agricultural community as a whole, and the survey asks about native tallgrass, pasture availability, leasing rates, and fencing rates, and should take less than 15 minutes to complete. Secretary of Agriculture Mike Beam said the native tallgrass region of Kansas provides rich grazing opportunities for cattle producers, and this biennial survey collects valuable data that can aid landowners and renters when entering into lease agreements. Beam said underwriting this important survey tool is one way their agency works to provide useful data that supports the state's agriculture industry. The 2023 Kansas Blue Stem Pasture Survey is voluntary, anonymous, and confidential. To complete the survey, you can visit tinyurl.com/bluestem23, and if you're unable to complete the survey but you want to participate, you can contact Tori Laird with the Kansas Department of Agriculture, Division of Agriculture Marketing at 785-564-6726. The Blue Stem Pasture Survey is a collaborative effort between the Division of Agriculture Marketing at the Kansas Department of Agriculture and the K-State Land Use Survey Center within the Department of Agricultural Economics at Kansas State University. Rodney Redinger has worked for the Kansas Forest Service for 20 years, and he said with critical fire danger concerns over the next few days, his office is working with the Office of the State Marshal and the Kansas Division of Emergency Management because given the severity of the conditions, much of the state is currently a tinderbox. Redinger said in addition to keeping firefighting aircraft on standby, 20 Kansas Forest Service coordinators are currently working with hundreds of fire departments on high alert. Property owners should pay close attention to recently burned brush piles, because if you burned something earlier this week and have that pile, it could still be smoldering, and that's where a lot of wildfires will come from. Redinger said you should also bring patio furniture inside, trim branches from nearby trees so they're not hanging close to the ground, and move leaves and other flammable materials away from the exterior of your home. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic remind you that March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. Did you know colon cancer is the third most common cancer in the U.S. for men and women? Regular screening beginning at age 45 is key to preventing colorectal cancer and finding it early. Talk to your provider about when and how often to get screened. Visit Norton County Hospital online to learn more about scheduling an appointment. Norton County Hospital is here for you at any stage of life.
The Kansas Department of Transportation has announced that they have restricted traffic to one lane on the K-23 bridge located approximately 10 miles north of Hoxie in Sheridan County for emergency repairs. The traffic will be reduced to one lane and directed by a stoplight until the repairs can be made, and motorists should expect delays of up to 5 minutes and should allow extra time when traveling through the area. For more information, you can contact Public Affairs Manager Lisa Moosman at 785-874-8107. The Norton County Hospital has reported in a news release that there has been recent media coverage of the financial performance of the Norton County Hospital and reported rumors that the facility is on the verge of closing. However, there's absolutely zero truth to those rumors. The presentation from the auditors in January indicated that the Norton County Hospital has had a bad year. However, the Norton County Hospital is not alone, as this is a particularly difficult time for rural hospitals across the country. They said that they are committed to working together to make financially responsible decisions to ensure that they preserve our local hospital. The Norton County Commissioners appointed two new members, Rich Miller and Jimmy Todd, to the board in January. And these appointments bring vast professional experience to the board. Jimmy currently is CEO and General Manager of Nextech. He has a past experience serving on the hospital board in Ontario, Oregon, and an organization about twice the size of Norton's, and is also part of the CHI organization. Jimmy has over 20 years of serving on boards of various organizations and associations at the local, state, and national levels. Rich has served the Norton County Hospital for 43 years, being chief executive officer for over 30 years. In 2013, the Kansas Hospital Association awarded him the Charles S. Billings Award, which is the highest award for hospital leadership. The Board of Trustees is diligently working to ensure the ongoing success of the Norton County Hospital, as rural health care is vitally important to ensure health care for all of Norton citizens and surrounding communities. More information about the hospital can be found on their website at ntcohosp.com and on their Facebook page at facebook.com/NortonCountyHOSP. March has been Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, and the Kansas Department of Health and Environment State Health Officer Joan Duvey, MD, continues to encourage men and women to learn the symptoms and risk factors of colorectal cancer and to make an appointment for a colonoscopy. Dr. Duvey said she wants to encourage Kansans to ask their health care providers about getting screened for colon cancer and to learn about the symptoms and what they could be doing to live longer lives. In Kansas, colorectal cancer is the third leading cause of cancer death among males and females. And each year, 1,300 Kansans are diagnosed, with more than half of them being diagnosed in late stage. In addition, more than 500 Kansans die from the disease annually. Risk factors linked to colorectal cancer include older age, inflammatory intestinal conditions, and family history of colorectal cancer. Men and women at average risk of colorectal cancer should talk with their doctor or healthcare professional about screening starting at the age of 45, and Kansans who have several family members diagnosed with prostate cancer at an early age should begin talks at age 40. With this March being National Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, everyone is encouraged to learn about the disease, talk with their doctor, and make changes to their lifestyle, including making a regular appointment to get screened. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Sheer Creations Salon is eager to cheer for the Decatur Red Devils spring sports teams. The boys and girls' talent, drive, and determination are sure to make them victorious at upcoming sporting events. Good luck, athletes, and thank you to the coaches for their time and dedication from Sheer Creations Salon in Oberlin. Coombs Trucking is proud of the dedication, sportsmanship, and team spirit of the Phillipsburg Panthers spring sports teams. The guys and girls have what it takes to be winners. From your fans at Coombs Trucking in Phillipsburg, we haul all over, so give us a call at 785-543-2759.
Are you looking for a good used vehicle for yourself or your kids? Ingalls Sales and Service has a large selection of really great quality used cars. Or if your present car needs a good going over, Ingalls will give it a full service and check for any possible problems to make sure that your vehicle is in top running condition. Ingalls Sales and Service is located at 209 West Lincoln in downtown Norton. Call 785-877-3391 and schedule your vehicle checkup today.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. The U.S. Senate Wednesday afternoon passed a resolution that would revoke the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's definition of waters of the United States, or WOTUS, for the purposes of federal regulation. The resolution on a 53-43 vote did not need the Senate's usual 60-vote threshold, since Republicans forces a vote under the Congressional Review Act that allows for Congress to challenge recent executive branch decisions. Kansas U.S. Senator Roger Marshall, speaking to RFD-TV on Wednesday after the vote, says the cost of implementing WOTUS could be over $100,000 per acre to mitigate, which he says is a huge cost to agriculture.
The EPA thinks that the environment's a religion, that they don't understand that farmers and ranchers were the original stewards of the land, that we're the original, the greatest environmentalists. We in the ranching farming community have to tell our story. All of us need to be telling our stories to our legislators, through our agriculture associations, to the EPA to say, look, we want to give this land to our future generations. And by the way, the waters are cleaner today than when I was growing up. The soil is richer than when I was growing up. Agriculture is doing a tremendous job, but please don't overregulate us. Don't drive up the cost of doing business.
All this is being done with the decision still pending on the Sackett v. EPA Supreme Court case that could cause a total rewriting of the WOTUS rules. Senator Marshall says he hopes that the Sackett v. EPA case will at least slow down the Biden White House.
But the problem is this White House doesn't care if what they do is unconstitutional or not. So agriculture needs to step forward with two steps, keeps telling our story. Look, it feels like back home that this White House declared war on American energy and American agriculture the day Joe Biden was sworn in.
This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
At Emprise Bank, we're your partner in possible. And we believe that when we work together, your dreams are achievable. Which means today's feeding becomes tomorrow's breeding. First-generation farmers become multi-generational farmers. And the land you love becomes the legacy you leave. We provide flexible financing solutions to help your agribusiness grow. This is the power of possible. Visit EmpriseBank.com to learn more. Member FDIC.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. We've got a pretty active weather pattern in the Central Plains that'll be lasting through tomorrow with a combination of wind, warm temperatures, and scattered showers and thunderstorms. That'll be followed by cooler and breezy conditions tomorrow for some parts of our state and cooler statewide on Saturday. Very warm temperatures expected this afternoon, especially in southwestern Kansas, where we may hit the 80-degree mark today. Not as warm in the eastern counties. We'll stay mostly in the 60s. The other factor will be gusty wind combined with low relative humidity. Fire weather conditions are expected for most of our state through the afternoon. On the map, low pressure is over northwestern Kansas. We have a warm front now to our north and a dry line over the western counties. Gusty wind and some occasional cloud cover, but most areas will see some sunshine through the afternoon. Overnight, scattered showers possible in our eastern counties along with a few thunderstorms as low pressure edges northeastward and we have a cold front that'll develop to our west. That front will move into western Kansas after midnight, resulting in colder overnight lows there, but staying warm in the central and eastern counties. The cold front moves in tomorrow morning. Scattered showers and thunderstorms possible until about noon for the eastern third of our state. Then the system will be out of our way by tomorrow afternoon. Sunny, breezy, and cooler conditions lasting through Saturday, warming up and fair on Sunday. This afternoon in the northwestern counties, low to mid-70s with low to mid-30s overnight. Low to mid-70s north-central, and tonight we're in the mid-40s to low 50s. Low 70s this afternoon northeast and upper 50s for the overnight hours. In the southwest counties, 75 to 80 for the afternoon, upper 30s and low 40s overnight. Upper 60s and low 70s south central, and tonight low to mid 50s. We're in the mid to upper 60s southeast for the afternoon, and tonight we're in the upper 50s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at $265.64.
on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash Hog Trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota Cash Market, no market report. Kirkus Trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market, as far as cattle goes, no trades have taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen, as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two, and our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on select, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyBet.com.
Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good to excellent rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856.25. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780.75. December up 0.25, 799.5. September corn up 12.25, 620.75. March up 10.75. August soybeans up 58.5, 1678. November up 34.5.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to KAB.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.
In the on the cake, and I'm the love that you've looked for. Write to me and escape.
Mm-hmm.
about my lady. I know that sounds kind of mean, but me and my old lady have fallen into the same old routine. So I wrote to the paper, took out a